Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos, constantly agreeing to things just to keep people happy? You know that feeling when you're nodding along, internally screaming, no way. We've all been there, it's a common trap, but today, we're going to learn how to break free and master the art of saying no without the guilt trip. See, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Think about it like this. You wouldn't give someone a piece of your heart if they wanted to use it for something that would hurt you. Saying yes to everything is like giving away chunks of your time and energy without considering the potential impact. So, how do we become masters of this crucial skill? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer the art of saying no. 1. Know your worth. You're amazing, and your time is precious. Recognize that you don't have to say yes to everything just because someone asks. Your priorities and commitments matter, and it's okay to protect them. Imagine a superhero with unlimited power but always giving away their energy for no reason. They wouldn't last long, would they? You need your reserves. 2. Embrace the power of pause. Before you blurt out, yes, take a moment. Breathe, think about what's being asked, and consider how it aligns with your goals and values. You don't have to give an immediate answer. That little pause can be a game changer. It allows you to make a more thoughtful decision that benefits you in the long run. 3. Practice saying no. Saying no gets easier with practice. Start small. Decline invitations that don't truly excite you. Politely refuse tasks that overload your plate. Or even say no to the extra slice of pizza. We all have those moments. Each time you say no, you build confidence and reclaim control over your schedule. 4. Offer alternatives. When possible, suggest alternative solutions instead of a flat-out no. Maybe you can help in a different way, offer a different time frame, or recommend someone else who might be better suited for the task. It's all about being helpful while still respecting your boundaries. 5. Silence your inner critic. Don't let guilt or shame sabotage your efforts. Remember, saying no is not a rejection of the person asking. It's a commitment to yourself and your well-being. Be kind to yourself. You deserve to prioritize your own needs and goals. Picture this. You're at work, bombarded with requests for extra tasks. Your boss throws another project your way, one that would definitely push you beyond your capacity. But instead of feeling overwhelmed and agreeing just to keep the peace, you take a breath, look your boss in the eye, and politely say something like, "I really appreciate you thinking of me for this, but my plate is already pretty full right now. I'm committed to finishing current project on time and to the best of my ability. Perhaps we could discuss how I can help with this new project after I wrap up these current tasks." Quote, quote, dot. See, you're not saying no out of laziness or disinterest. You're being honest about your limitations while still offering a solution. By setting boundaries, you demonstrate respect for yourself and your time. Remember, you are in control. So, let's recap. Saying no is an act of self-care, not selfishness. Embrace the power of pause, practice saying no with confidence, offer alternatives when possible, and silence that inner critic. Remember, you deserve to protect your time and energy. By mastering the art of saying no, you unlock the freedom to say yes to the things that truly matter. Now go out there and reclaim your power. I'm rooting for you. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little no encouragement. Maybe it's your best friend constantly being pulled in a million directions, or even just that person in your life who always seems to have an extra task for you. And if you find this helpful, leave us a review. It means the world to me and helps spread the message of procrastination busting goodness far and wide. Until next time, keep slaying those to-dos and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.